Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Listen to this. An Irish couple living in Australia welcome their newborn baby boy in a bike lane off a busy road when they were forced into an emergency stop on their way to the hospital. Have a listen to this.
Now to a story that will make for a great 21st birthday speech. A Queensland mum dramatically giving birth on a Brisbane bikeway, giving a student nurse the surprise of her life.
Just before we got to the set of the lights, the baby's head came out, so we knew we had to pull over. I couldn't recline the seat back because the car seat was behind me, because we have two car seats.
Oh my days, it all sounds very dramatic. And to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Stephen Mohan, originally from Mayo, but is now living and working in Brisbane. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. All good.
You're not too... Okay. Getting back into reality, yeah, you've had a mad couple of days. Can you take us back to Finn's dramatic entrance into the world?
Yeah, it was all a bit crazy. We're on the way into the hospital, and we're about 100 metres from the hospital, and I should say, oh, the baby's coming. And yeah, sure enough, the head was out, and we had to pull over and get into the bike lane, and I had to run over and support the baby while he was coming out.
Yeah, it just started to happen all very, very quickly. I hope Lottie Ryan is not listening to this because she's going to be terrified. But as we heard in that Australian news clip, poor Aisling couldn't even recline the seat because you had a car seat in the back seat and things were not going your way. Did you think you'd have to deliver the baby at that point when she said, we have to pull over, the baby's coming? Did you think, oh God, this is it?
No, I didn't really think until, obviously when I pulled over and then seeing it all happening, I was like, yeah, this is it.
This is it. Now, thankfully, there just happened to be a trainee midwife named Emily walking to work at the Mater Hospital, and she stopped, thank God, to help. You must have been very happy to see her.
Oh, definitely, because once the baby was out, I didn't know what to do, and once Emily came along, she knew what to do. She was trying to keep the baby warm and stuff while the ambulance came and stuff, so yeah, it was great to have Emily on board there before we were waiting for the ambulance to come.
So was she just walking by and saw you guys in labour? How, or did you scream at her? Did somebody call for her? What happened there?
So, someone seen us walk past us, and 50 metres down the road, she seen this lady in a uniform.
Right.
And she goes, oh, are you a nurse? And she said, no, I'm a student midwife. And she goes, oh, the lady up there in the car is giving birth. So she literally just ran up to us.
So she took off her coat and a cape came out and she came to the rescue. But listen, I mean, thankfully your second child, baby Finn, was born in the front seat of the car without any complications. Do you think you were both calmer because it was your second baby?
I think so, yeah. And yeah, obviously Aisling reckons she was calm because I was calm, but I was kind of calm because she was calm. So it worked out pretty good. And At the beginning, I suppose I was trying to drive and get us into the hospital, but I was just trying to keep everything together. And yeah, it just all went very good.
And how's Aisling and baby Finn doing now?
Yeah, flying it. Great now.
It's amazing. She's an incredible. I would have been absolutely. You'd be dead now if that was Lau. I'd have you. I'd be so stressed out. I'd have the arm pulled off you. I'd be tearing out my hair. It must have been a frightening experience, though. For a few moments there, did you think, well, this isn't ideal?
I didn't even have time to think about it. To be honest with you, it just happened so quick.
Really? How quick are we talking, Stephen?
I suppose I got home 7. So, yeah, 7:15, and we're back on the road heading in for the city about we're back on the way into the city at 7:00, and by 7:50 Finn was born. So yeah, there wasn't much time at all to be thinking about. We're just straight in the car and get as close to the hospital as we could, I suppose.
Incredible. And finally, do you have any idea when you might get home for a visit and introduce Finn to his family in Mayo? What do you think?
Not at the moment. Not just with the way things are with COVID and all that. It's not a good time to fly in and stuff.
And he's only new.
We just don't know, I suppose.
And he's only new.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the call. I know you have your hands full with the second baby, especially of being born on the side of a road. So I'll let you get back to your missus and your newborn baby. Is there anybody you want to say hello to in Ireland while I have you?
Yeah, I suppose I'd like to say hello to my parents and definitely Ashton's parents as well. And we'd like to thank them for all their support through the whole lot.
Fair play.
Everyone that knows us, that has rang us and sent us cards, gifts, whatever it has been, we can't thank them enough.
Oh, well, listen, best of luck and thank God you did the right thing. And thank God for that trainee midwife who was walking down the road. Stephen Mohan, thank you so much for taking our call this morning. As you heard there, Stephen's wife, Aisling, dramatically gave birth to their baby son, Finn, on the side of a road in a bike lane. You kind of often hear the phrase right place, right time. But honestly, that really was a case of right place at the right time when a trainee midwife happened to be passing and was there to help. Such a lovely story. We'll be back with more right after these.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.